And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
Mine is Tony Hearn.
And if I've still got the same cold that I had last week, it's because we've pre-recorded this show, because yeah, it's between Christmas and New Year. I hope you don't mind. But that's why I'm doing a sort of reflective best of the year. This is 8 of my favourite albums of the year and tracks off them. And I've managed, I think, to pick 8 tracks we haven't played before as well. I think. I'm not sure about one of them. But anyway, here's the first one. I'll tell you all about it in a second. This is Dragster. Was Dragster, Tony, and My Baby is the Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Nice.
From their brilliant album, Here Come the Meat Robots. Absolutely fantastic album. Everybody needs to own this album. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Dragster's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/DragsterSuicide.
It is. Tony Wong, Paulie B and Internet Mill. You're listening to the Planet Smashers underneath the Sanctuary. You're doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony. We're straight in with the comedy suburbs here, my friend. Straight in.
Okay, cool.
This has come from Insane Star.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. If you'd like to send a joke in, do send it in to paulieb@punkyradio.com. Type in your email, comedy suburbs. I do like them. Anyway, this is what he said. Here's one for you. I was driving past a field the other day when I noticed a scarecrow was trying to have a wank. I thought, poor sod, he's clutching at straws. Have a fab Christmas, Paul and Tony. Insane Star. Kiss. I've written a little reply. I haven't posted it, so I haven't sent it this yet. But anyway. Yes, really lovely, Insane Star. Thanks. Now, if you really want to make my Christmas, how about those used knickers I was on about? I'm still waiting. Waiting. Yes. So that's that. As I say, if we're a little bit short on information and chat this week is because this is a pre-recorded show, so my apologies, but the music's making up for it. Absolutely making up for it, as proved by the next track we're playing this week, Tone. This is the Septic Psychos, who, of course, include members of the now-defunct Riot Squad. And this is from the album Rotten and Rancid that came through earlier this year. And it's a great album. It's really... there's no let-up on this album, Tony, is there? It's full-on, absolutely full-on. Yeah. What I want to know is, what is Septic Psychos' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Septic Psychos.
It is indeed. Tony, cool. 2, Paulie being the Internet Neil, and this is Psycho Vigilante. Listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
But Mustang Lightning, thanks not for doing a very good job of your website this week.
Yeah.
Screwed for some reason, but they're still there on MySpace. Do check them out. Great band. Now, we haven't really got a lot to say in this week. As explained, this is a pre-recorded show. So we haven't had the usual extra information in to keep things going, but I thought maybe, Tony, you could just remind people about the importance of iTunes.
Yeah, so perfect Christmas gift for the Christmas gone, because it's now the 28th, for us is an iTunes review. It's free as well. If you have iTunes, please do review us. Easiest way to do it is to go to punkyradio.com. On the left is an iTunes link. Hit that, it will take you to iTunes. We're our little page on the music store where you can log in and review us. Please do review us, 5 stars only, and we'll read them out. I read the US, Paul is the UK. If you do a review from a different country, still do it, but just email us your review and we'll read it out on the show.
And we will be reading out iTunes reviews in the new year.
Yeah.
So please do. You help everybody when you give us an iTunes review. You don't just help us, you help the bands we play as well. So that would be very cool, thank you. Yeah, Tony, so... I can't really ask you how your Christmas has gone, because we haven't had it yet.
Yeah.
But we have.
Wait,
you know that just ends up getting... It just ends up getting me really confused.
Yeah.
So I thought, what we do instead is just get on with the third track. Should we do that?
Yeah, let's do that. That's cool.
This band are ultimate friends of Punky Radio. One of the first bands we ever played on the show. They sent me their very first single when I had the radio show before you were involved in it on Pantsfield 10 O'Clock.
Yep.
This is Zombie and the Skeletons. This is King of the Ring. Listen to the Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
Okay.
Interesting that we've managed to get the Cemetery Surfers bed on the back of Zombina and the Skeletones.
Nice.
Zombies and skeletons found in cemeteries. That is from their album, the latest album, Out of the Crypt and Into Your Heart. That is so good. There's 13 tracks on it, and I think we've played 7 of them.
All right, okay.
We've certainly been through this album with a fine-tooth comb. It's really, really good. I reckon it's their best album yet. And that's saying something, because all their albums are great. But hello to everyone in Zombina and the Skeletones. I know you listen sometimes, and that is just an absolutely great album. And I do also want to play a track of theirs that's not on this album, but I don't think it's on any album. I don't know where it's come from, whether it's on off an EP or something, but it's called Teenage Caveman Beats Gargantua. At some point, I want to play that as well, hopefully in the new year. Now, this is unofficially one of my favourite albums of 2010, in that it came out in 2009, but we didn't get it sent to us until 2010.
Yeah.
So it qualified. All the bands this week are some of my favourite albums. Bands, some of which albums I've been waiting for a couple of years, some that I've only been introduced to recently and just really, really like. And obviously, you will have the opportunity to do your own one of these shows in the new year, Tony. I'm sorry that I didn't get round to consulting you on this one, but hey, anything for an easy life.
Yeah.
I've got another Comedy Suburbs for you now, mate.
Okay.
Which I imagine you're fairly excited about. What with us all liking a good old laugh at that. This is another one that came through from Ambarance for last week's show, but I've saved it for this week. Here we go. And it's got a festive tone. You're a festive tone. The three wise men arrived to find the child lying in the manger. One of the wise men was exceptionally tall and bumped his head on the low doorway as he entered the stable. Jesus Christ, he shouted. Joseph said, write that down, Mary. It's a lot better than Clyde.
Nice.
Something else that's a lot better than Clyde, Tony.
Uh-huh.
Sweatmaster. And a song that I meant to play on last week's show, but didn't get round to. So it's in this week's show instead. And this is from their latest album, Dig Up the Knife. Now, we've waited a couple of years for Sweatmaster to bring out a new album, but I'm glad it's here. One of my favourite ever bands had the opportunity to see them live a few years ago in Holland, and would love to see them again. I'm really glad they appear to be going from strength to strength. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Sweatmaster's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Sweatmaster.
And while we're there, what's Zombina and the Skeletons' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Zombina and the Skeletons.
It is. It's Tony 4, Paulie B, the Internet Neil. This is Little Serpentine. We'll be right back. Tony, now you will notice in that track that they actually say Little Serpentine.
Right.
It's spelled Little Serpentine in English. So that's why, if there was any confusion there, it is Little Serpentine. I'm going to get straight on with the next track, Tony, because we don't do ads anymore. Not on this show. All the bands we've played so far, I've seen live.
Oh, okay.
Ah, I've seen Dragster, I've seen Septic Psychos, I've seen Zombina, I've seen Sweatmaster. The next band, I haven't seen live. And it's really pissing me off because it's Limousine. And this, again, one of my favourite albums of this year. We've played pretty much every song off this album. It's called, the album's called Evil Love. Really, really good album. I don't think we've played this song. I don't think we have. What is Limousine's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Limousine.
It is, and it's spelt...
LIMOZINE.
Exactly. Tony 5 probably be internet now. Head on.
Guess I'm a madman. Never looking back. Just keep on going. A maximum black hack. Cause you scheme and plan to get what you want. Yeah, it could be love, but I could be wrong. It only takes a second, the damage done. Time's up, time's up. The damage done. The time's up, time's up. Hit your head on.
That's Limousine Tony. That's a great album. I can only recommend that anybody who can catch them live do, and I want to see them as soon as possible. And Dean from Limousine, or as I call him, Limo Dean, hello mate, I hope you had a really brilliant Christmas and you have a brilliant new year, and I will hopefully see the band in 2011 at some point, even if I have to put yourself to play me flat. You're listening to Project Marv under the Eagles right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
Okay.
Now, understandably, we haven't got a gig guide this week because we are between the wars and it's a pre-recorded show. Could you just remind me how your gig guide works?
Sure. Well, I'd like to read out any gigs of any bands in touring around the country, all around the world, because it is an international gig guide. So if you are in a band or know any bands or just have an interesting gig in your area coming up that you want to tell the world about, email me, tony@funkyradio.com. With the band's details, the venue name, price of entry, any kind of websites or information about it, email it to me and I'll read it out close to the date of the gig.
That would be the sensible thing to do, wouldn't it? Very straightforward, and we do like to help you out. So no matter where you are in the world, if you would like your gig read out on this show, do email Tony to that effect. Right, next band on Tony. Oh, actually, no, I'll tell you what, I've got another Comedy Suburbs here. Let's do this
first.
This is the last one that came through from Ambarance as part of last week's Christmas special, but I've actually let it carry over to this week because we had enough to say last week. I wanted to get on with this. Here we go. This, if you do have a joke, as I say, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs. This is the last one. A little boy sits on Santa's lap. Santa says, I bet I know what you want for Christmas. And with his finger, he taps the boy's nose with every letter he spells, T-O-Y-S. The little boy thinks a second and says, no, I have enough toys. Santa replies once again, tapping the boy's nose with every letter, C-A-N-D-Y. Again, the little boy thinks a second and says, no, I've all kinds of candy. But what would you like for Christmas? Santa asks. The little boy replies, tapping Santa on the nose, P-U-S-S-Y. And don't tell me you haven't got any, because I can smell it on your finger. Thank you very much, Oberance. Right, here we go. This band I saw at Strummer Camp in May of this year, when I was very fortunate to be able to go and compare the TNS, That's Not Skanking, stage at Strummer Camp. I had a really, really brilliant time. And hello to the TNS boys. Really good love. This was, my favourite band on all day. Well, there's a lot of bands I like that day, but I really like this one, and because this album came out this year, I thought we'd play a track of this. This is the Roughneck Riot, who I had a chat with them. I did a brief interview with them, I think, and they sort of said that they used to be a punk band, and then they just thought, do you know what? Let's just do something a bit different. So they just turned into a fantastic sort of Irish punk pogsy sort of band, up there with Neck. And I did notice as well that on December 27th, and I've just realised we've got a gig guide, I think on December 27th the Roughneck Riot are playing the Gaff with Neck.
Alright,
who we've played on the show as well, so I might try and get down there. I'd completely forgotten about that. I think I've got a plan for December 27th. Brilliant. That's my unofficial gig guide for this week. Anyway, this is from what they described to me as a demo album that's just called the Roughneck Riot. What I want to know is, Tony, what is the Roughneck Riot's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheRoughneckRiot.
It is. Tony 6, Paulie B, the Internet 0. This is looking like being another double whammy. This is Ghost of the Bay. We'll be right back.
away. But a great depression from the ghost of my bed. Now you tell you run like shy when it goes to your dreams. Looking by a second and cry to tell them that you scream. Now you tell you run like shy when the demon set your way. But a great for mercy from the ghost of my bed.
You listen to the Rich Morton sound underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
This is the Punky Radio, my favourite albums of 2010. And you're going to maybe put one of these shows together yourself, are you?
I'll have a think.
Yeah, have a think about it, yeah. Because yeah. I'm sure there are a lot of things. Because we have got slightly different musical tastes, haven't we? Let's be fair.
Hmm.
You do tend to go more down, if you don't mind me saying so, more down the kind of skate punk line.
Yeah.
And definitely. I tend to go a bit more down psychobilly garage line. But we meet in the middle on punk rock.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Are you doing anything for New Year's Eve? Have you got any plans?
We're Nottingham Town Centre. Always lived in Nottinghamshire, never the right. City, so for the first time ever going to see the fireworks in the city centre. And we've also going to go see a classical concert at the concert hall.
Oh, very nice.
In the evening. So yeah, a bit of class. And then
that's rather highbrow of you.
Yeah. And then get smashed.
Yeah, I'm doing something rather classical myself.
What are you doing?
I'm comparing the Hyena in Newcastle for New Year. That is going to be horrendous. I absolutely love that club, but you know, it doesn't always go well. New Year's Eve, it should be pretty sweet, and it should be in a good mood, but you get a very honest critique of how you're doing. If you're doing well, they laugh very hard, and if you're not, they let you know very, very quickly.
Oh, right.
It's good fun, though. I don't know whether I'm going to stick around all night. Depends on what time the show finishes. I probably will stay over in Newcastle because it's a long bloody drive home, and it is a bit depressing to celebrate the new year driving past the motorway junction, which I have done on several occasions down the years in the name of comedy.
Yeah, true.
But anyway, the Hyena on Leeds's Lane. I imagine there are some tickets left if you're listening and you're in the North East and you haven't got a plan for New Year. How about there? Ross, what are you up to, mate? You remember when I bumped into Ross up there?
Hmm.
Yeah. So anyway, that's the plan. Right. Well, next on, mate, yet another band that I've seen. 6 out of 7 bands on the show that I have seen. And this album's come out this year, and I had the great pleasure of meeting this band at the Prickly Pea Bowls Festival this year on the mysterious island of Sardinia. This is, of course, my favourite Viking surfers, De Høje Hæle, which is Danish for the high heels. They're interesting in that they sing in Danish. Most European bands, when they start something or other, they end up singing in English, don't they?
Yeah.
But these guys don't. They talk fluent English. They're absolutely brilliant English. They're really good lads, really good love. They're doing a tour of Australia in early 2011. I don't know what the Australians are going to make of them. Here, mate, they're not fucking singing and fucking stuff we fucking recognise. Hopefully the Australians would have lost the Ashes by then, although we do appear to be giving them a way back in.
Yeah.
This is from an album whose name I can't pronounce. I can pronounce this track. We played a couple of tracks off this album. We'll be playing a couple more next year. I absolutely love it. Enjoy this, Tony. This is De Høje Hæle, and this is Heck, Heck, Heck.
Lowest part of us.
Dehoy Hairler, Tony. What I want to know is, what is their MySpace? Oh no, seeing as you're winning 6-0.
Okay, yeah.
And there's two songs left. Can we do the last two for 3 points each?
Sure.
Yeah, alright. So for 3 points, what is Dehoy Hairler's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ Hairler Music?
No, not even close. It's really bizarre. Like, yeah. It's not difficult enough to do Dehoy Hairler. It's myspace.com/ DeHeHJeHLE. So an abbreviation of Dehoy Hairler, basically. DeHJeHLE. Controversially, it's poorly being the internet 3, Tony 6.
You're listening
to Dr. Slagglebury underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony. A question I've been waiting to ask for a couple of weeks. Have you got a twat?
I do. Of a passion, but well, no, I do. Thank you for all your nominations over the past year. I would like to start the new year with a bang, and what better way to do that than with a fresh twat?
Totally, wouldn't we all?
So please do eat among your twats. You've got a week. I want to know the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's easy. Email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I've got a very short one, but it's quite pure.
Really?
I don't like to brag. And it's from John from the Beach Boys.
All right.
Quite short. Who just says Sepp Blatter? Nothing more to add than Sepp Blatter is a twat.
Yeah, absolutely fair enough.
You can't argue, can you?
I could give you a million reasons why. Every time I see that man, he becomes a bit more of a twat. The latest thing about going about how he's magically decided that his reasons why he was so pleased that Russia and fucking Qatar have got the next two World Cups now. Because he's bringing football to the world, and these are new vistas, they're new adventures, and it's so exciting. If that's the case, mate, why are Brazil getting the next one? It's just so obvious that bloke just gets paid off, isn't it? There is no way that Qatar, they're already saying, as I suspected, that they won't be hosting all of the World Cup. It'll be around the United Arab Emirates, which would make more sense to do that anyway. I thought that would have been a joint bid, and that would have made sense, you know, have one stadium in Dubai, you know, one group in Abu Dhabi, one group in Qatar, one group in Doha, you know, just all it would make sense to do that, not have it in one tiny little emirate that's clearly just bought the thing. That's all they've done. They've just clearly just bought the votes. Like, they're not going to be able to build 12 or 13 stadiums. They haven't got room to build 12 or 13 stadiums. So, yeah, it's all a bit odd. And they're also saying that they're having to have it in winter because it'll just be too hot.
Oh, God, yeah.
It's just going to mess. And Sepp Blatter's going, well, it'll be all right. It's not for 11 years. Yeah, okay, oh, that's all right then, Sepp Blatter.
Don't get much, is it?
Years, that matter then, does it? Don't worry about people who might want to watch it in 11 years' time. Yeah, that's fine. Twat.
Yeah, I can't.
So anyway, so let's do it, yeah.
Yeah, so Sepp Blatter from
FIFA.
Moon. FIFA.
Yeah, FIFA. Do that from FIFA.
Okay. Well, Sepp Blatter from FIFA
is a twat.
It's fair enough.
Yeah. Now, I know that Sepp Blatter, I think he speaks French and German.
Okay.
I think so, because he's Swiss, isn't he, Sepp Blatter?
No idea.
I think he is. I think he'll speak French and German. So I would just like to add that Sepp Blatter est un twat. And Sepp Blatter ist ein twat. Just in case he was confused.
Yeah, awesome.
I would also like to add that Michel Platini is also a twat, but we'll save that for another week. Right, last track. Should we do the last track?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, brilliant. Thanks ever so much for listening. This is the last show of the year. And this is the last track we're going to be playing in 2010. I haven't saved the best till last. I've just saved a brilliant one till last. Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons got their first full length album out this year, called Exercise Your Demons. It's absolutely brilliant. We played you a couple of tracks in recent weeks. I just love this band. They're great, and I've seen them live. 7 out of 8, not bad. 7 out of the 8 bands on this week's show I've seen live, and Limousine's not for lack of trying. So I don't think we've ever done a show when I've seen every band on live, have we?
Maybe some of the
festival ones, maybe.
Yeah, the summer camp, possibly.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Oh, no, because I didn't see Drunken Balordi.
Right, okay.
Oh, God, I have got a memory. Right, what I want to know is, Tony, for 3 points, bearing in mind it's Tony the Internet 6, sorry, Tony 6, Paulie the Internet 3, what is Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ Johnson's Music Number 1.
Oh, yeah, good idea. No, it's MySpace.com/ The Johnsons Number 1, as in The Johnsons Garden. And the number 1.
So close.
Yeah, it does make it a draw, though. Controversial, I know, but seeing as I gave you all 8 last week, I needed something to go into 2011 with Tony. I've hardly got anything else.
Okay.
This is a great track. This is Vampire Sugar. Was Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons, Tony.
Nice.
How good. Vampire Sugar. Brilliant. I recommend that you buy every single album on this week's show. Not you personally, Tony. You, the listener. I'm sure you'll agree the music's been brilliant this week. Thanks to all the bands that sent the stuff over last year. Thanks to everyone who has contributed this year. We have just realised off air that this is the last thing we're going to say to you before next year. And we haven't done our New Year's resolutions. Mine is going to be the same for the third year running, though. I'm just going to try and be a bit less of a cunt than I was last year.
Nice.
I'm keeping up. I think I failed this year. I think I've been a right dickhead. But I am going to try a bit harder again next year. So, have you got anything that sticks out?
The fear of flying thing is something I've failed to do again. And it's a pain in the arse.
So you're...
I need to sort that out.
Okay, really. So you are going to try and get on a plane and I'm going to be a bit less of a cunt.
Yeah, let's keep it simple.
Yeah. Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New
Year. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apu. Apu.
You're gone.